You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show on member-supported KAXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. The Itasca County Aquatic Invasive Species Program has announced that they will host their 2021 Itasca AIS Summit from 9 to 11 a.m. Wednesday, March 24th. It'll be via Zoom. Summit features well-known fishing guide Tom Newstrom, who will speak about the future of our lakes in Itasca County. Tom is here with us this morning, along with Bill Grant, Itasca AIS Program Coordinator. Thanks for being with us this morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. And thank you for having Tom and myself on today.
You bet. So you guys are going to get together and talk about the future of our lakes in Itasca County. Tom, that's going to be your subject. Where are you going with that?
Well, you know, I think that it's angler responsibility. And I think that as we see a lot of people coming from all over, all over the country now up to Grand Rapids, I think we have to look at angler responsibility, even our locals, but we also have to look at people coming from other places in Minnesota, out of state, and understand exactly what we have up here. I mean, we have some of the most pristine waters in all of Minnesota. And we want to protect them. And there's a lot more to it than just, you know, zebra mussels. There's a couple other things that need to be looked at. And I think the summit will spell out a lot of the things that we're hoping that people are willing to listen to, resorts and guides and just anglers in general, people in general, so they can spread the word.
Tom, when you're on the boat and got people out there fishing with you, are you talking about things like this? Because they may be going out without you as well. And probably need to know what's going on.
No, we talk about it. We talk about it more now than we ever did. I mean, I don't think 5 years ago, I don't think we talked about it as much, and maybe we should have, but you know, it's like everything else. You don't always think about it, but I think we do discuss it more now. And especially the nice thing is when we have an inspector, when we go in or when we come out, they'll ask questions when we're out in the boat. So how often do you have an inspector at a landing, or how, you know, so they'll ask more questions now than they ever did. And I think that's relatively really important to get the word out. And I really enjoy it. I the inspectors in Itasca County, I would tell you that I've been a lot of places, and I think our inspectors are the best. They, you know, they're very friendly. They explain stuff, and I think that's the whole thing about getting the word out.
Tom, what's the reaction among fishermen, people that are out on the lake, maybe people that you're not guiding, but other boats that are coming in when you're in and out? Are most fishermen buying into this? Are they seeing the advantage of seeing that this is something that, yeah, it's a nuisance, but it really makes a difference?
Oh, I think they buy into it. But you know what? It's like everything else. You know, are you going to get 80%? You're going to get 90%. You're going to get, you know, if we can get that higher percentage, that 80, 90% buying into it, then you're always going to have the people that are the naysayers, you know? And I that's why I say I really like it when an inspector is at the landing, because they, you know, now the people even that are with me, but other people, they get it a little bit more. I don't know, you know, what is it like going to the grocery store and people don't like to wait in line? And I mean, there's just some people are very impatient at the landings, but I think they're getting better. And I think because they know that the inspectors and the whole program is trying to get the word out. And I think that is that's the only way you're going to really get this thing under control. Are we ever going to stop it? For both of you, I don't think we will. Can we slow it down? Yes, we can. But I don't think because of the thousands and thousands of people that are, you know, are coming to our lakes in Itasca County, it's really hard to just stop it. But boy, I'll tell you, I think we've slowed it down quite a bit.
And you're dealing mostly with the larger lakes, the bigger fishing lakes, but there are, as you said, thousands of lakes. There's 1,000 lakes in the county alone, and some of them are remote enough that it takes a pretty good effort to get in there. And oftentimes those people are just going in and fishing and getting out. And And unless they are learned enough to self-police, you're kind of going to see the spread regardless of what you try to do.
And I think that's the point I was trying to make. But, here's the thing is, too, is that I've seen a lot more people at landings where there isn't inspectors actually looking at their trailers and looking at their boats, you know. And is that what an inspector completely does? No. But as individuals, if we can just let them know, these are some of the things, sometimes like a 5-point checklist. I was going to talk to Bill about that. If we could get a 5-point checklist to people to look at their boats when we don't have an inspector at a landing, I think that would be kind of a cool thing to implement.
That's not a bad idea at all. Can you coordinate that with, maybe the people selling bait could have like a little handout with you get a dozen minnows, you get a little piece of paper that says, check these 5 things when you go in and when you come out.
Yeah, John, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, this year I've ordered some bait bags to give out to the bait shops with instructions on it on how to handle bait and what you do with your bait when you come off the water and how to dispose of it properly, how to keep it properly. So you're spot on there, John. That's exactly what we're looking to do.
Well, that's a good place to start because you know that most of them are going to buy some kind of bait unless they're those bass fishermen and they've got a bottle of Uncle Josh's pork rinds in there that they've had since 1955.
You know, we've gotten very good at preaching to the choir. And this is the 8th year of our program we're coming into, and we've shown spectacular results with number of people inspected and violations. But we really need to focus on our not just not preaching to the choir, but the people that aren't even going to church. Those are the people that we really need to get to, the people that aren't aware of the AIS. Perhaps they're from another area. I know our inspectors, we're not supposed to have bias, but if we see somebody coming in from out of state, they get special attention. So yes, it's all about partnerships, doing the right thing. And that's the idea of this summit that we're having next Wednesday from 9 to 11, on Zoom, is to bring together the business partners and let's talk about aquatic invasive species and what we can all do. And then, we'll have Rich Rosenka, the Northeast Regional DNR AIS specialist, talking about AIS, and myself talking about different opportunities we have. And then, of course, John Davis, talking from Deer Lake Association, and Tom Neustrom. But then to open it up to questions and answers. And it's the partnerships we build and the things we learn from, just like this conversation this morning. Tom and I were talking. We came up with several ideas. And it really is the strength of our program, and we have a fantastic program, is that it was designed by the people, of the people. It really is for the people. And the vast majority of everyone wants to do the right thing. It's just, it's as easy as clean, drain, dry. It's a very, very simple thing.
Bill, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about aquatic invasive species. Tom mentioned that it's more than zebra mussels. What are we talking about?
Well, aquatic invasive species are those organisms that are not native to our area. And then when they do get into our area, they are very aggressive. And therefore, we don't really have any natural predators for them. We have Eurasian water milfoil in Itasca County, curryleaf pondweed, Eurasian water milfoil, faucet snails. There's stuff out there we don't have in Itasca County that we don't even have in the state yet that we're keeping an eye on. There's European frog bit. Just about everybody's heard about zebra mussels, but we are at high risk for spiny water fleas, which somebody bought a worth. Spiny water fleas combined with zebra mussels in Mille Lacs consume 60% of the plankton, the very base of the food chain, every year. And that affects everything up. And it's one of the reasons why the Cisco's and Tule population is kind of tanking there. But the threats, really, the most common vector for invasive species to get into a lake is from unknowingly from people that live on a lake. You'd think conventional wisdom would be, oh, it's got to be the people of public landing. But if you look at the number of boat launches and the traffic of people coming from one lake to another, a lot of it, it's us. It's we are the ones that are spreading it. So the idea is to educate people and get them the tools to help them to do a better job of cleaning their boat.
Tom, final words. What's going to be your thrust next Wednesday?
Oh, I think basically it's going to be about just taking care of our lakes, you know, and just being just all about knowing what invasive species are. It's not just, like Bill said, it's not just zebra mussels, you know, it can be bait. You know, we ask you to dump your bait or take your bait with you when you change your water. And that's a whole different thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that too. We're so blessed with the lakes that we have here, and we want to protect them in any way we can. And it's just really taking the responsibility on your own to check your stuff, you know, and it's not very complicated. It takes only minutes. And I think that's the thing, that the thrust of it is going to be to just take the time and have the patience, and especially patience at landings. You know, I think with the pandemic and what happened is we sold over 100,000 more fishing licenses last year. And there's more people coming to our area, and especially now that Canada's closed. So we have to be a little bit more protective than we have been in the past. So I think that's another thing that I'm going to bring up is another reason why we have a lot more people up in our area now than we've had in the past. And it's going to continue on, and it may continue on forever. We don't know. So that's going to be kind of some of the stuff I'm going to talk about.
Great. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. I understand that if you want to join this meeting, you need to RSVP by Friday. Where do they go to do that? We'll put it on our website, of course.
Well, they can send an email to me at coordinator@atascaais.info. That's coordinator@atascaais, all one word, .info, I-N-F-O. Or they can call the Atasca Aquatic Invasive Species Hotline at 218-256-4243. And then we can send you a Zoom link once you're registered. It's free.
Excellent. We'll have that on our website for those who are listening and want to get in and take part in that Zoom meeting. Good luck. You guys are doing hard work, and I, for one, who spend a lot of time on the lakes myself, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much, John and Heidi. Thank you.